Well, Bert, very exciting on Friday. The Windspeaker Radio Network team is going to be in Slave Lake this year. Can you share with our audience a bit of why we are going to Slave Lake?
We've done this a couple of years already. One in Edmonton the very first time. We had great attendance, over 200 people come out. We had a barbecue. We had bands on a makeshift stage, and it was awesome. Really good feedback. We went to Calgary last year. So this year we decided to go north. Slave Lake has been one of our original places that we had transmitters installed when we were expanding our network about 35 years ago. They've always been supportive of us. So the Friendship Center in Slave Lake has been very awesome in being our partner, and they're looking after a lot of stuff. We're also having a bingo bash on Thursday night in Slave Lake. I'm not sure how that's going to go because the Oilers are playing that night. So anyway, we're up there expecting to have a great time, hoping to meet a lot of friends and make new friends. And so it's going to be pretty exciting.
And Bert, why is this something that you had looked at starting, and why is this important that we get into these communities that we serve?
Well, for years, we just kind of stayed in office. We didn't go out very often, and as a result, it's kind of like you listen to any other radio station. But lately, we've had our crew attend a lot of events, cover a lot of stories. We've really been reaching out the last couple years since COVID ended, and we can see the difference it's making with the relationship between our listeners and our stations. And so it's been great. We plan on doing this next year. We want to go south again, and then probably the year after that we'll go back up north somewhere. So it'll be a rotating locations every year, and we want to, like I said, reach out to our very loyal and supportive listeners.
Absolutely. I know I love getting to know the listeners that are always calling in, texting in, and even just listening to us. And I'm excited for Friday. We're all going to be up there. What can people expect when we get there, Bert? What do we have planned for everyone?
We're looking at having a feast. Friendship Center is looking after some, I think it's stew and bannock. And then after that, we'll have three artists that'll be performing for us. We've got Wally Desjardins, a long, long time employee who used to host our morning shows years and years ago. He's going to MC the music portion of it, and it's exciting.